So let's review. The Gemara continues to discuss the machlekes of Tumah B'Tzibur. Rav Nachman holds, Tumah Hutrihi B'Tzibur. Tumah is completely permissible for public karbonas. Rav Sheshes holds, Tumah Duchuyihi B'Tzibur. Tumah is only set aside for public karbonas. They can only be brought B'Tumah if there is no alternative. Rav Sheshes cites a brayso which says, Hayo'imir u'makriv minchas ha'imir v'nitmas. That if the minchas ha'imir became Tumah, another one should be brought in its place, indicating Tumah Duchuyi B'Tzibur. For if Tumah Hutri B'Tzibur, they would just bring the Tamei Eimer. Rav Nachman explains that since the Shirayim, the remaining flour of the Minchas Eimer, is eaten by the Kahanim, he agrees that if there is Tahar barley, it should be brought instead. As Rashi explains, Avagav the Karbin Tzibur Karav B'Tumah, Einu Nechel B'Tumah. Although it may be brought B'Tumah, it may not be eaten B'Tumah. Therefore, although Achilu Loi Ma'akva, we are mahadu to bring it B'Tahara so that it may be eaten. The Gemara asks three more questions on Rav Nachman. First, Abraisa says that if they were bringing minchas parim ve'elu mechvasim, the minchas nisachim, the flour and wine brought with a carbon of bulls, rams, and sheep, and it became tame, another mincha should be brought, if there is one. The Gemara assumes this to be referring to the bulls, rams, and sheep of Sukkos, which are karbonas tzibur, and are kevilei zman. They have a set time to be brought. Since it says they should be replaced, it indicates tumah duchuyihi b'tzibur. Rav Nachman answers that Purim is referring to Parah Avodah Zarah, the bulls which are brought when the Beis Din, the Jewish court, mistakenly permits Avodah Zarah idol worship. Although that is also a Karban Tzibur, but it is loy kevilei zman, it does not have a set time, and therefore the mincha may not be brought when it's tameh and another one is required. The elim in that brayso refer to Eilei Shel Aaron, the ram of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Although kevilei zman, it has a set time, but it is a Karban Yachid, and another one is required if the original one became tameh. The kvasim in the brayso are the sheep brought with the minchas ha'omer, and that mincha has shirayim, which are eaten, and as explained earlier, another tahar one is required if it's available. Second question. Another brayso says, Dam shenitma b'zrakai, b'shogig hurtza b'mezid loy hurtza. Blood that became tameh and was sprinkled on the mizbech by mistake. It is accepted. But if it was done on purpose, it is not accepted. If Tumah Hutri B'Tzibur, it shouldn't matter whether it's by mistake or on purpose. Rav Nachman answers that this brayso is talking about a karban yachid, a private karban. Third question. Another brayso says, Hatzitz meratza al adam val habasar val achilav shenitma. The tzitz makes tameh blood, meat, and fats accepted on the mizbeach, whether it became tameh by mistake or on purpose, accidentally or willingly, ben b'yachid ben b'tzibur, for private or public karbanos. If Tumah Hutri B'Tzibur, we would not need the tzitz to make the karbanos tzibur acceptable. Rav Nachman answers, the tzitz is only necessary for karbanos yachid, or for karbanos tzibur de le kevilei zman that have no set time. Karbanos tzibur de kevilei zman that have a set time are indeed acceptable without the tzitz. The Gemara now asks several questions on the opinion of Rav Sheshes. A brayso explains the pasuk "V'nasa Aaron es avoyin hakadoshim." The tzitz allows Aaron to bear the sin of the karbanos. The only sin that it can be referring to is tumah. Pigel is excluded from another pasuk that says "Lo yiratza." It is not accepted. Neiser is excluded from the pasuk that says "Lo yichashib." It is not considered. The brayso explains "El aven tumah shehutcha mechlal b'tzibur," that the tzitz permits tumah even of karbanos yachid because shehutcha mechlal b'tzibur, it is permitted by karbanos tzibur. The brayso uses the term hutra, indicating that indeed tumah hutra b'tzibur. The Gemara answers that indeed this issue of tumah hutra b'tzibur or tumah duchuyihi b'tzibur is actually a machlokes tanoim, and cites the following brayso: tzitz bein sheyeshnei al metzchei bein sheeinu al metzchei miratza divrei Rabbi Shimon. Shimon says that the tzitz is effective in making the karbanos brought b'tumah acceptable, whether the kohen gadol is wearing the tzitz or not. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Abiyuda says the tzitz is effective only when worn on the Kohen Gadol's forehead. Rabbi Shimon proves his opinion from the fact that the tzitz is effective on Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol does not wear the tzitz during Avodas Yom Kippur. Abiyuda says this is no proof because Tumah Hutri Loi B'Tzibur and Ritza Tzitz is not required. Obviously, Rabbi Shimon holds Tumah Tchihi B'Tzibur and Ritza Tzitz is required. The Gemara elaborates on the machlokes regarding the tzitz. Abaye says, Nishbar hatzitz, if the tzitz was broken, even Reb Shimon agrees that it is not effective. The machlekes is in the case of the toli besichsa. The tzitz was wearable, but it was hanging on a peg. Rabbi Yehuda says it must be worn to be effective, because the pasuk says, "V'haya metzach Aaron benasa Aaron asavon hakadoshim." It shall be on the forehead of Aaron, and Aaron shall bear the sin of the kadoshim. Rabbi Shimon says it does not have to be worn to be effective, because the end of the pasuk says, "V'haya metzchei tamid l'ratzin lehem lefnei Hashem." It will always bring them acceptance before Hashem. The Gemara points out that we cannot read the word tamid with the words before it, as "V'haya metzchei tamid," it shall be on his forehead constantly, because that would be impossible. After all, he must sleep and attend to other personal matters when it is inappropriate to wear the tzitz, which has the name of Hashem engraved on it. Therefore, we must read the word tamid with the words following it, as tamid l'ratzin lehem lefnei Hashem. It will always bring them acceptance before Hashem, even when not worn. According to Yehuda, the word tamid teaches, shalei yisiach daita mimenu. The Kohen Gadol must always be aware that the tzitz is on his forehead, as Rabbi Bar Rav Huna taught, chayiv adam lamashmash b'tfilav b'chol shah b'shah kabochem mitzitz. One must always touch the tefillin on his head. This is learned from the tzitz, which only has the name of Hashem once. And the Kohen Gadol must always be aware that he's wearing it. Certainly the tefillin, which contain the name of Hashem multiple times, should always be on one's mind while wearing them. According to Reb Shimon, who says the tzitz is effective no matter where it is, a metzach v'nasa teaches ro'u l'metzach. The tzitz must be wearable and not broken to be effective. Both Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda learn from Al Metzchei that the tzitz is worn on the forehead, nowhere else.